Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
This your man, Matt Mine, the Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Stores now and available for digital download.
It's MC Mac
for Life, The Underboss, Volume 5 from his Pure Anna series.
Purchase and download the album at iTunes.com or Google Play, or have a hard copy or physical CD delivered with free shipping at MKT.com/MC Mac Store.
MC Mac is available for booking. They're selling verses, tracks, collabo features. If interested, holler back on the number at the bottom of the screen. Thanks. Kamikaze Incorporated Management Group. Get it now.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 244 of the Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSForLife.com. The commercial you just heard, no other than MC Mac, straight out of Memphis. Here he is. He's my guest tonight. No stranger to the show. How you doing, Mac?
Man, I can't call it, man. Staying alive, staying breathing, man. You know what I'm saying? The day above ground's a good day.
Yeah. I second that, man. Real talk. You know, glad to be here. You're continuing to add to this credible catalog of music that you've built up over the years. Tell everybody, we just heard the commercial. Tell everybody in your own words what you got out right now on deck.
Man, we got the whole catalog, man. The whole 1-5 Piranha series, man. The latest was the MC Mac for Life, The Underboss Volume 5, featuring the singles Kamikaze Like the Nazis, and also the new joint, Busta Splodging and Faking. And, you know, we're pushing the Mercs as well, so.
Yeah, you guys got t-shirts, I imagine, you know what I'm saying, all kinds of stuff. What's the website?
Yeah, it's MKT.com/MC Mac Store. Again, it's MKT.com/MC Mac Store. You can check it out, man. We got the t-shirts. You got the Kamikaze hoodies, man. You can get posters, signed posters, all the physical product, you know what I'm saying? All the CDs from our old catalog, from Kamikaze Inc. to LaCorp, rest in peace. To all my products, man, and shit, we're just continuing this thing. Man. You can even cop cassette tapes for all the whole heads that's into the collector's items, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's almost worth repressing those cassette tapes because people are starting to collect them. Shit, I saw a digital record player the other day. you insert the fucking the record like a disc, like an old laser disc, and it plays the record without moving somehow. Yeah, I don't know. The
wow.
Fucking, it's crazy. Yeah, they're bringing back that stuff. People love tapes. Speaking of which, something you're sell for high dollar on the internet, man. How does that make you feel knowing that your merch sells, don't stand like fucking antique, the collectible?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's amazing how the game revolves and evolves around, you know what I'm saying? I still got the cassette tapes, the original Chapters of the Mac for Life cassette tapes, still in the plastic with the barcodes that we pressed up originally, you know what I'm saying? So these are not, like, you know, nothing that we just, you know, they're not a repress, but that's from the original cassette tapes from back in the days,
that's,
you know, so still in the plastic, you know what I'm saying? So the original joints. But, yeah, it's definitely a blessing, man.
Hell yeah, man. And you know, of course, you know, the homie Scam Man, he's still continuously putting out albums himself. You guys stay working.
Yeah.
What's up with another Kamikaze, man? Everybody wants to know that. Is there going to be another Kamikaze album soon?
Yeah, I always tell everybody it'll be to TBA to be announced, man. Yeah, for sure. We in the process, man. We've been kind of pushing our solos, you know, been on the road. Scam been doing his thing, and I've been doing mine. But, yeah, we definitely finna bring another Kamikaze album out. Actually, we got a couple of songs that's actually recorded that's going on the project. Everybody been waiting on the Fear of Not Knowing. So we gonna go and bring that next. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you got this album out right now, which is available. What about a tour? You gonna be hitting the road promoting this album?
Oh yeah, for sure, man. We're going everywhere, bro. Miami, Atlanta, Birmingham. I've been you know, hitting these radio stations up, man, doing gigs around Indianapolis. You know what I'm saying? I'll be on that radio station. Tonight, actually, it's going to be pre-recorded, John. It won't be live, but I just did another John in Wichita Falls, Texas, and I got another couple scheduled throughout this month. So, yeah, we grinding hard, man. We also got the commercial that you just aired is actually being aired on TV here in Memphis on all three networks, Channel 5, WMC, Channel 3, WREG, and 13, WHBQ. And also in Atlanta, Georgia, is being televised on Channel 2, 11, and Channel 5, Fox. So we making noise.
You're hitting them.
Keeping this Kamikaze thing going, man. You know what I'm talking about? And we are pushing the Kamikaze like the Nazi single. It's going to be hitting major FM commercial radio, you know what I'm saying, this week. Well, actually, it's next week. So it'll be pulling up on your BDS and media base and all that pretty soon as well. So we grinding, bro.
And you got a video on Worldstar right now. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, that's the second single off of the album, entitled Busters Flogging and Faking. And shout out to the homie Demoniac for collabing, and also the homie Traxmill for collabing with that joint. And yeah, it's making noise out there on Worldstar. First time ever being on Worldstar, so that's a pretty cool accomplishment. You know what I'm saying? So. We just call it pushing it, man, seeing what happened, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a whole new audience, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the people that go to Worldstar, you know what I'm saying, they didn't get a chance to absorb, you know what I'm saying, what we did growing up, you know what I'm saying? So now they can go back into the old catalog, you know, they can cop the new joint, you know what I'm saying, but then they can go back and get all that other stuff you got, too.
Yeah,
so.
I was peeping out the comments. I'm like, yeah, it's another generation, but, you know, still cats out there that remember. Like, yeah, these cats were here first before the Amigos and before these cats that were emulating the style that Memphis cats put down, you know, like Lord Infamous and Lil Cole, rest in peace, and Kustanigga, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. I seen some of the comments, too, and, I, JT Money, when he was on there, I'll see guys be like, oh man, they're imitating this flow, and I'm thinking in my mind, these dudes were out, you know,
before
20 years before the dude you're talking
about.
You know, so it's up to us, the fans, to kind of put those other fools in check and be like, hey man, check the history, you know.
Yeah,
so
you gotta,
it's good that
homework
some
on that.
People are posting on there, sticking up for it. That's what's up, man. But that's a good look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Any publicity is good publicity,
you know,
in this day and age. You know, but let's give him that. Let's give him Buster's Flogging and Fake. And obviously, this has got to be self-explanatory. But if you can describe this track and what you were thinking when you made it.
Man, when I got hit with the track, I was like, man, I had the track for a while, and my homie was like, man, you got to do something with that joint, man. And like I said, shout out to my homie Demoniac for collabing with me on that joint. And you know, I kind of gave it the old Memphis flow. You know, the tongue twisting on the first verse, and I had actually Lord Infamous in thought, and my cousin Lil Core, both rest in peace, man, with those rap styles. But it was really just a Memphis flow, you know, with the tongue twisting back to back on that joint, and that was kind of the mixed in with the old sample actually on the verse. It sampled my verse from Running Lip, from I think it was the spring mix from Paul and Jay's mixtape. So.
So, this has got some classic elements, some Memphis elements in it, man. So we're going to give it to him, Buster's Flogging and Faking. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back with MC Mac.
Juju.
Heard of Mac. So.
Get your
what I'm talking about. Giving them the business right there, MC Mac, and that's available right now. That video's on WorldStar. It's off the new album. Give them the title one more time.
MC Mac, For Life, The Underboss, Volume 5 for my Purana series.
Volume 5. You've been sticking to this series for the better part of a decade now. Are you gonna come with a volume 6 and 7, or are you gonna go on to something else? What's in the future for MC?
Man, like I said, we this game plan on getting back in the studio. Man, we got a couple of brand new songs recorded for the new Kamikaze album, and definitely gonna be in the works with that. I got also Kano. Me and Kano just came out with an EP entitled The Recipe. So be sure to check that joint out on iTunes and Spotify's, or you can order a hard copy from the MC Mac store. And also check out Mac Yo, the North Memphis veteran. It's been a long time coming album. You got that joint just released on Christmas, so be able to go ahead and cop that joint if you ain't heard that joint. But yeah, we're just going to keep on bringing it, man. You know what I'm saying? Me, Scan, and the whole crew, man. We're just going to keep on bringing it, bro.
You guys have always been consistent, you know what I'm saying? And as fans, we appreciate that. We don't like the lazy rappers who come out every 5, 6, 7 years. Fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Keep bringing music, man. We need that shit, man. Because there needs to be a balance, you know what I mean? You guys are what we need from my generation. We don't understand this new shit, you know?
Right.
So...
Oh, yeah, keep it
what about DJ Paul? You got any plans on doing anything with him? I know he's doing a lot of touring and stuff with ICP.
Yeah, I mean, when Paul touched down, we bump heads, it's all gravy, man. You know, we all come together, man, when he in town. I always have a good time, man. As you see, I'm in the new videos with him. So, you know what I'm saying, lock him in the trunk with a... him and Zerg, man, and of course the Mafia 6 project when it was out. So anytime Paul come in town, it's all gravy. So, you know, maybe in the future we will collide again, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting on a real good, you know what I'm saying, Memphis compilation. But you got just everybody. You know what I'm saying? Have you guys thought about, you know, you and some of the other cats, maybe like Al Capone or Gangster Pat, or you guys ever just bump heads and talk about putting together a project like that?
Matter of fact, I see Al all the time too. Yeah, I saw Pat a couple of months ago, and you know, we always talk about colliding. So as for a project though, that would be awesome. You know what I'm saying? If all of us on one album doing one particular project together as one unit as a whole, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
it'd take a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? But you know, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because there's so much talent in the city of Memphis. And it's been done in the past, you know what I'm saying? You know, Al Capone did it in 95, of course, you know, Hypnotized Minds, they did it. But,
yeah,
it'd be good to see, you know, today, the unity today, cats like yourself, Indo G, Skinny Pimp, Gangsta Pat, Player G.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many other guys that were popping in the mid-90s that you kind of don't hear about them no more. It's like, what the hell happened to these guys? You know, so
yeah,
it would have the project that has all the motherfuckers involved.
Yeah, that would be dope. Yeah, right, that'd be hard. But, you know, you gotta keep the striving, gotta keep the love of music, you know what I'm saying? It's all about just wanna be able to continue to do it, you know what I'm talking about? So
Yeah, most definitely.
I do it because I got the love of music, man. And it's always been in me to, you know, just ever since back in the early 90s, you know, really early 80s, late 80s, got dogged. But just had the love for music.
Yeah, well, you know, you got a good fan base, too. They're loyal. They support you guys. They really go out, and, you know, when you drop an album, they're there. They're not only there to buy it, but they're there to share it, you know. That's gonna feel good knowing that you got that type of support system, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. It goes to show that, you know, all these years and all the hard work and all your efforts haven't went in vain, you know what I mean? And It is a good feeling, man, to have that, a strong support team and people that share your stuff and go out and get your records and buy your merch and stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's the main thing. Yeah, your efforts ain't went in vain.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. It's all about, you know, continuing to grow and staying relevant, you know. And you guys have been there consistently. Not too many people
yeah.
have catalogs like that. I mean, you got to talk about, you know, SIBO, you know, people like that, Esham, of course, 3-6 Mafia, you know,
yeah.
but you guys got a huge, massive catalog of music. What about in the Vault Box, though? What do you have in there that we haven't heard? You got any classics that...
Oh yeah, like I said, man, Scan got some songs now that's recorded that haven't been released. Actually, I still got some old records that I need to be putting out, man, that on LaCour and actually the Thugs from the South Side that were never released on a VS-2480 track board that need to be retrieved. So we still got lots of songs that haven't been released. We talk about bringing back out too. So, you know, just stay tuned, man. We ain't finished yet. We got a lot in store. Kamikaze, KKZ. You know what I'm talking about?
You got anything that you did with Lord Infamous that no one's heard?
I don't have, me personally, I don't have any unreleased tracks on Lord, but I know there's some out there from, I won't mention the source, but yeah, there's some unreleased Lord Infamous and Kusta stuff that's probably going to be coming out shortly as well, so.
Yeah, it's good to know that, man. It's good to know that there's stuff still out there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, this new album, Volume 5, where does it add up to, you know, the rest of the series? Do you think cats are going to, you know what I'm saying, feel this one more than the others? If so, why?
Man, as for, I feel like it's the dopest because, you know, everything's been leading up until this point, you know. It seems like every project, it gets better and better, you know what I'm saying? As for the production, the lyrics, and just the whole arrangement of the CD, I think people are going to love it because it's diverse, it's versatile, you know what I'm saying, and the vocals are still there, and I got everybody on that junk that everybody grown to know and love from the whole Kamikaze squad, and,
yeah.
You know, from the singles to even the slower tracks on there, everybody been digging them, junk, so, you know, got a lot to offer, man. Check it out, MC Mac for Life, Done the Boss, Volume 5.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to play, Kamikaze like the Nazis here in a minute. But I know you got to go here shortly. Before you go, though, let's take a caller. We got somebody from your neck of the woods, 901. You're on the board with MC Mac. How you doing? You want to answer a question? Hello?
Yo.
All right, they gone. Some people are shy, Mac. It's all good. But we got another one, Kamikaze like the Nazis. I should have played this one when Jerry Heller was on. No, just joking. tell everybody about this track, you know what I'm saying? Tell everybody what made you want to make this track.
Man, I got the collaboration, man. My homeboy Mac City, man, helped me collab with the beat, man. And once again, collab with the homeboy Tracksmith, man, helped engineer it. And the whole concept was basically from, if you remember, the Kaze Time's Up album with me, Scam Man, and Project Pat. We had a song with Lord Infamous on it called "The Getaway," "Like to Get Away." And it was like I did the chorus on it. It was like Kamikaze. Like the Nazis, got them yaks up to your face, something like that. It was kind of like a revamp to that joint, you know what I'm saying? Salute Lord Infamous Mind. And I just kind of revamped that song and twisted it around a little bit and added it with this particular track. And that's what you get, Kamikaze like the Nazis.
Most definitely. And yeah, man, come back again. You're welcome here anytime. You, Scam Man, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I appreciate you having me,
man. Round table or something. You know.
Yeah, man.
No, anytime.
Make sure y'all, for sure, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah. Who ain't heard yet, make sure y'all subscribe to the official MC Mac channel on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out the new videos. We got brand new videos we filming. Actually, all this week I'll be filming new videos. So be on the lookout for those. And, yeah, for sure, check out the MC Mac store. And get at your boy, M.C.MACK on Facebook, official MC Mac group on Facebook, and MC Mac for Life on Twitter, and MC Mac Music on Instagram. So, yeah, most definitely hit us up. We working.
Definitely, definitely. You guys put on an album out there, get at MC Mac for a feature.
Yes, sir.
Make your album that much doper. All right, this is Kamikaze Like the Nazis. We'll be right back, play a few more songs. Don't go nowhere. Check in with us. We'll see you real soon. I want to thank MC Mac for coming through.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
No doubt, brother. We're gonna have this. We're gonna have this bumping right here. We'll be right back. UGSforLife.com.
When it go like the Nazis, bitches come a car. Intoxicated, I snatch your body, just can't be cool with everybody. Yep. Just fucking throughout my cypher, ain't got my money, must be retarded. Got more excuses than you got money, you thirsty hoes, don't get me started. Yep. Go, they throwing them canes in their face. MC Mad for Life, my name ain't Nick Spanish from this place. Yep. If you snooze, you lose, you disapprove. I blast them out his shoes. Main objective is to put a sucker's identity on the news. Yep. Had a crew of dudes I thought was cool, turned out a few was haters. Put you leeches on my record, consider that I did you hoes a favor. Yep. If I miss you, then you lucky, no intentions on me missing. Under boss, I ain't a genie, but this nine gon' grant your wishes. Yep. Run up on it, hear me, don't it? Otherwise, put a stamp on it. You niggas clowning but wearing a frown and catch up, I don't think you will it. Boy, don't test me like no hoe for sure, I let that burn a smoke. Put the unit to his dome and send them bitches to they home and it's gold.
Like the Nazis, bitches come a car. Like the Nazis, yep. Bitches come a car. Like the Nazis, bitches come a car. Yep. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff, ain't it go. Like the Nazis, bitches come a car. Like the Nazis, yep. Bitches come a car. Like the Nazis, bitches come a car. Yep. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff, ain't it go.
Run them down, shut them down, break them down like a pound. Is it man, make it bleed, murder when I come around. Fuck me, look at me, sipping up a benzene, kill the scene, vapid clean, Kamikaze. Yep. Me, hate it when I bought a bitch, turn her to a classic. MC Mac, I'll be shit getting drastic. Yep. And the fucking thing to stretch it out like plastic. Every time we bump on a track, we mash it. Cash is smoking on that cushion. Yep. D, you know what's in my cup. I'm trying to OD on this money. Yep. Bank of America to pick me up. Till then, I'm remaining strapping, giving dirt, nassin'. Feel your cap if you violate. Oh, you know the haps. Get the spraying, let them know I'm saying. Ain't nobody playing. Place a hit on a bitch to message. Leave them where they stand. Yep. In the streets, ain't no beast capiche. Keep that dangerous heat. Mind stay supreme. Dean, no, you suckers can't compete. Ride down on them with them units. No, these niggas ain't scared to use them. Plus that duck, make them bust. When on these drugs, yeah, we abuse them. Yep. Girl, don't test me like no hope for sure. I let that burn or smoke. Place that unit to his dome and send them bitches to they home as it goes.
Like the Nazis. Bitches come a car. Like the Nazis. Yep. Bitches come a car. Like the Nazis. Bitches come a car. Yep. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff, ain't it go. Like the Nazis. Bitches come a car. Like the Nazis. Yep. Bitches come a car. Like the Nazis. Bitches come a car. Yep. You hoes ain't drunk, you hoes ain't buck. I think I call your bluff, ain't it go.
Yeah, once again, we had MC Mad come through. You know, he's been on the show plenty of times before. You know, so go through the archive, UGSforLife.com. Make sure you go to YouTube and, you know, type in Murder Manson Music Show. Check out the YouTube page and subscribe to that motherfucker. And trying to add content to it daily. So, you know, get us out there. Let everybody know that we've been doing this stuff. Just like with all these NWA interviews that's been going on, we're one of the few that's been doing it way before the movie came out. Matter of fact, you can go through the archive. You can hear people talking about, you know, when they were still trying to write the script. You know what I mean? So, you know, check out, you know, the exclusive interviews that we did before all the bandwagon shit was popping off. You know what I'm saying? Also, you know, support EasyECPT.com. They've been holding it down over there since 2005. Sergio's been putting in lots of work. You know what I'm saying? These dudes like Vlad and whatnot, they kind of, you know, they're coming in after many of us have been doing stuff for years, you know. So support what we're doing, definitely UGSforLife.com. Other than that, we're out of here. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you guys, you know what I'm saying, shortly. Make sure to check out KFYB this Saturday. I think it's going to be going 9 p.m. Central. As always, Church Reality on Sunday, 9 p.m. Central. We'll be back here next week on the Murder Master Music Show.